Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As the SWAC season is about to get started, and the you know what? I'm going to dub my man Butch Alzendorf, and you can follow him on Twitter. Just a great dude. Let me tell y'all a quick story about Butch real quick. When I was playing for the Texans, I needed to get a haircut, I believe. And the haircut guy would come into the locker room and cut our hair. And, you know, this was back in the Stone Ages where we actually paid with cash. And I was like a dollar short. And Butch didn't know who I was. You know, he knew because he covered me and I would talk to him and I knew he played ball. So, you know, you have that synergy. Long story short, Butch, he gave me a dollar so I could pay the barber.
A whole dollar.
A whole dollar.
Was that including that tip? Is that including tip?
No, I had like $9, but I was gonna pay him. I needed to pay him $10, so Butch gave me a dollar.
So no tip.
You know who didn't give me a dollar?
Who?
Mark Berman, John McClain, what's my brother, my homeboy, Jerome Solomon. Matter of fact, I asked Jerome first, and he said, "Negro, please." Then Butch was like, "Man, here you go. Go get your Northside fade." Butch, welcome to In the Trenches. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I knew you were good for it, man. I wasn't.
I did pay you back the next day, didn't I?
I got one question for you real quick. When are you coming back in the booth, man? I miss my partner.
Man, I will say this. I love doing those games with you. But the problem is right now, all those games are when my kids are playing. And it's tough to, you know, it's tough to tell the kids, "Hey, sorry, I'm going to miss your game because I have to go watch other and work other games."
No, you can't do that, man. I tell you what, those are memories for life. You know, I remember watching my son when he was young, and I was more nervous when he was out there than when I played. You know, it's amazing how, I mean, I was a wreck watching him because you want him to do so well. So I think it's great you can do that, man.
You are 100% correct. My son twisted his knee, and, you know, God willing, it's not serious last night. And just like you said, I was a wreck. I tore my ACL, and just watching him, you know, sprain his knee, it just bothered me and even woke up with my stomach in knots. But let's get to this SWAC, Butch, because there's a lot of interesting things going on in the SWAC, especially with what happened last year. Now that we're back to football, I think people forgot. But the SWAC, they played in the spring instead of the fall because of COVID. So I want to ask you, like, how did that experiment go? And was there talk of doing that in the future?
You know, I don't think it's going to happen in the future unless, God forbid, we have another COVID situation like we had last year. But to answer your question, it was more good than bad. And, you know, if you had to pick a bad side of it, it's because there were some games that were canceled because of the COVID situation. But the good of it was the league got more exposure than they've ever had before, you know, and that led to, like, their biggest contract with ESPN, the biggest national TV contract. I mean, it's now up to 42 SWAC games that will be televised this year between ESPN and the NFL Network. And, you know, that is just, you know, the SWAC is kind of blowing up right now. Even coming up Sunday, Grambling is on NFL Network taking on Tennessee State. So, you know, that's the Black Hall of Fame game. So it was way more positive than anything that you could say could be negative, because a lot of guys got experience, you know, a lot of young guys who never played in a game. It was different from a normal spring training, because normal spring training, you're working with the weights, you know, you're doing the training, you get a little time, you get a scrimmage here, you get a scrimmage there. And some of these young guys, it was a six-game schedule. Now, most of these teams played three games, but there were still games. So some of your young guys got this live-action, game-type action that they never get in the spring, and it was pretty good. And I don't know if you noticed last week, but the ESPN College Game Day pulled into Atlanta for the MEAC SWAC Challenge. So that was the first time ever. So that's the kind of exposure they got in the spring, and it's led to a lot of really good things.
But you mentioned Grambling, Tennessee State. I know, you know, Eddie George is coaching there now, and there's a lot of hype surrounding Deion Sanders and Jackson State. They're playing Florida A&M. I mean, I got to think that this is only helping put more attention on the sport with these big-name guys. I don't know if they're going to be any good as coaches long-term, but, man, just the attention it brings with a Deion, with an Eddie George at these schools, it's really starting to open people's eyes to this league.
No doubt about it. You know, if you didn't know about the SWAC before and you weren't kind of interested, you know, you got a Coach Prime going into Jackson State, and he was one of the guys who really talked about how much he enjoyed playing in the spring. He said not only did it help some of his young guys mature, it helped him as a coach. You know, that's almost like a dress rehearsal for him to go in there like that. You know, Eddie George, there was talk of Eddie George bringing in Jeff Fisher as an advisor, you know, to kind of help him organize things, get things going. So there is a lot, you know, when you talk about Deion and Jackson State, his son is going to be the quarterback this year. Shadur will be the quarterback. He left high school early, was there in the spring with them. Now, he didn't play in any of the games or anything, but he did practice with the team a little bit. And now he's going to be the starting quarterback. So he's, you know, looking forward to that. And I noticed during the media day for the SWAC media day, someone asked him, well, what does Shadur call you? And he said, well, on the field, he calls me Coach Prime. When we're at home, he better be Dad, you know. So they've got that little separation there. But I will say this. The two quarterbacks that played in the spring did check out. They jumped in the portal because they knew Shadur, being a freshman, was going to be the starter. So they moved on. And it's amazing how that transfer portal has changed college football. I mean, it's just amazing.
Hey, Butch, how's it going, man? I normally would be at the Labor Day Classic this weekend because I am a Prairie View alum, of course, PV, you know. And I hate that I'm going to miss it. But with the Labor Day coming up, Labor Day Classic coming up, and PV has won 14 out of 17 games since 2004. Do you think that this is TSU's year to break out? Because I know that Prairie View had one or two of their really good players who made second-team all-conference, if I'm not mistaken, transfer, put their names in the transfer portal and transferred from Prairie View. And so they lost some of that talent that they had from last year.
Man, here's a straightforward, hitting hard answer to that question, and it's maybe. You know, you mentioned a couple of players Prairie View lost, and one of them was an outstanding linebacker. But here's the thing. That transfer portal is a magical thing. I mean, they got these players coming in. And I do think TSU, let me be very clear about that, TSU has a lot of talent this year. So they're going to have a lot of shot. And if you saw the game in the spring when they played, when they matched off, TSU actually had the game won. They lost in the last minute of the ball game. So they took them right down to the wire. So both of these teams are talented. It's hard to say looking at it on paper, but when you look at the people that Prairie View has coming in, I mean, they're going to have a new starting quarterback who came in from Louisville, transferred in. There's a new starting back at running back who came in from Grambling. You know, the backup running back is a transfer a couple of years ago from Louisiana Tech. You can go on and on. I mean, they got, one of the guys, one of the top players from TSU last year, Thurman Morbley, who was the one, a big kickoff returner, one of their leading receivers. Well, guess what? He jumped in the portal. He's now over at Prairie View. So he's going to be playing against TSU in this ball game. So it's amazing. Prairie View's loaded. You know, we talked to Coach Dooley this morning. He said this team is one of the most talented teams he's ever had. He said this team is talented enough to win a championship. Over at Texas Southern, Clarence McKinney's going to win some ball games this year. I mean, I just think he's been putting this thing together. This may be one of the more talent that they've had in quite some time. So, but this game's going to be a tough game. It's always a tough game when TSU plays Prairie View, and TSU is hosting the game. So it went down to the wire last year. You know, as for the broadcast, we wouldn't mind seeing that again because it made for an exciting finish to the ball game.
And Butch, that's what I was going to ask you. You mentioned Coach Clarence McKinney over at Texas Southern University. He's a really good coach, and I know that the first 2 years he had to come in and try to rebuild that program and try to finally put this is his year, right? This is the year that he finally, the Clarence McKinney era actually begins.
Yeah, pretty much, I'd say so, because you know, 2019. That was the year they didn't win a game. That was a tough year. It really was. But not only is Coach McKinney a good coach, I mean, he really wants to win at TSU. You know, he grew up across the street, went to Jack Yates High School, played at Jack Yates, coached at Jack Yates, you know, had a phenomenal college career as an assistant, you know, with Kevin Sumlin, went to U of H, Texas A&M, Arizona, you know, and he's doing it the right way. I mean, he's doing it the right way. And it was interesting talking to these guys this week because both of them said, you know what, there's a place, there's still a place for the high school athlete, you know, because you want to develop that talent yourself. But they both pointed to the fact that the portal it's been really an asset also, because you have guys who graduate students who are coming in looking to go somewhere else and play. And Texas Southern had a very similar situation to Prairie View, whereas they had a couple of, and to Jackson State, they had a couple of quarterbacks that played last year that are no longer back because they knew Texas Southern had Jalen Brown, who's a highly touted freshman coming in and actually started a couple of games in the spring. So both of these guys have been kind of like trying to develop some talent, trying to bring in some talent, trying to mesh all this together to get it to work.
All right, my producer is cursing me out. We're up against it. Real quick, how many SWAC games are you calling this season? Because I want to hear it.
Man, right now. Yeah. I mean, it's exciting. Right now, it's a whole, I have 13 games scheduled right now. And because we're doing some of the games from the studio, we're not actually going to all of the games. You know, there may be some I'll do two in a day.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Like I said, I just miss having the big fella next to me, man.
Hey, you know what? If we can get a game that's not on the same day, I will make that happen because I enjoy doing it. Butch, I also enjoy catching up with you, so we'll definitely be talking throughout the season so you can keep us up to speed on SWAC football.
Thanks, NB. Chris and Big Sarge, thank you guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.